Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
USA. Shenyang New World Company performed two shows on March 10th and 11th at the Columbia Coger Center for the Arts in Columbia, the capital city of South Carolina. On the show's opening day, the performing arts company received proclamations and congratulatory letters from elected officials, including Governor Henry McMaster, state senators, and representatives, Mayor Daniel Rickman, as well as city councilors. They recognized Shenyang's outstanding contributions to the preservation of arts and culture, praised the performances as magnificent, and encouraged the public to attend. From March 25th through April 12th, Shenyang Performing Arts will return to the David H. Koch Theater at Lincoln Center in New York City with new programs for the 2026 season. On March 5th, New York State Assembly member Joseph Angelino presented Shenyang with a legislative citation honoring the Performing Arts Company's artistic director and detailing Mr. D.F.'s outstanding accomplishments in that capacity. Mr. Angelino also issued a certificate of merit congratulating Shenyang on its 20th anniversary and return to Lincoln Center.
Canada. Falun Dafa practitioners in Manitoba's capital city participated in two major local community events this winter. The Winnipeg Health and Wellness Expo took place at the RBC Convention Center on February 13th and 14th. The exhibition brought together organizations and brands from a wide range of fields, which made it an influential health-focused event in the local community. There was a steady stream of visitors at the Falun Dafa booth throughout the event. Practitioners introduced the practice, demonstrated the five exercises, and distributed flyers. Many visitors left their contact information and said they hoped to learn the exercises at a local practice site. Many learned the exercises during the event. The Winnipeg Women's Show was held on March 7th and 8th. The exhibition was focused on women's health, family life, fashion and beauty, and personal growth. Practitioners demonstrated the exercises at the event, explained the benefits of Falun Dafa, and told people how the CCP persecutes the practice. Many people expressed their support, signed a petition against forced organ harvesting, and showed keen interest in learning the Falun Dafa exercises.
New Zealand. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the 103rd QMU show in the city of Auckland on March 14th and 15th. Many people from Auckland and the surrounding areas attended the event. The two-day QMU show brings together a rich array of attractions, including amusement rides, stage performances, farm animal displays, specialty foods, and various competitions, allowing attendees to enjoy traditional rural culture and community activities in a relaxed and lively atmosphere. Practitioners set up a booth and introduced Falun Dafa to the public. Their exercise demonstration drew many visitors to watch, and some people learned the exercises on the spot. Paul from the Community Patrol said about practitioners' efforts to raise awareness of what the CCP is doing. "This is a deeply meaningful endeavor. There is a need for people to step forward, uphold justice, and convey the truth."
Australia. The Mind Body Spirit Festival was held in the city of Brisbane from March 6th through the 8th. Falun Dafa practitioners have participated for the past 20 years. This year, the event featured over 170 booths and attracted thousands of attendees. Visitors to the Falun Dafa booth watched the exercise demonstration and some learned them on the spot. Others bought Falun Dafa books, asked about the group practice site, and expressed support when they learned about the CCP's persecution of the practice. Jordan was excited to try the exercises and said, "When I first arrived at the booth, I felt somewhat anxious and physically unwell. After I did the exercises, I felt much more confident and significantly lighter. He added, "When I did the exercises, I could sense an energy contained within me and flowing throughout my body, a sensation that was full of vitality, and it felt very comfortable." A boy named Will visited the booth with his mother. The mother said, "I saw your booth and I wanted to let him give it a try to see if it suited him. He really loves this. I've never seen him show such strong motivation before. In fact, I think this might be something he can stick with in the future."
Canada. Shenyang Performing Arts arrived in Canada on March 12th for a 21-show tour that began in Hamilton, Ontario. Ahead of the performances, elected officials at various levels issued proclamations or sent congratulatory letters to welcome Shenyang's return to the country. They congratulated the performing arts company on its 20th anniversary and wished it great success. Numerous officials attended the shows. Prior to the third performance at the Living Arts Center in Mississauga, Shenyang received a bomb threat. The police investigated and confirmed it was a hoax, like others received in different cities. The incident did not dampen the audience enthusiasm for Shenyang, and the performance was sold out. Some audience members praised the artists for their courage as they exposed the darkness of the CCP's persecution to the world.
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. Ms. Jiang Shuzhi, 65, from Inner Mongolia, died on February 7, 2026, due to the persecution for her faith in Falun Gong. Her death came just 10 days before the Chinese New Year. Ms. Jiang struggled with poor health in her final years. She was nearly blind when she completed a 3-year prison term in January 2024 for practicing Falun Gong. The abuse in prison caused tremendous damage to her health. She sought medical treatment after she was released, but saw no improvement. Ms. Jiang began practicing Falun Gong despite the communist regime's ongoing persecution of the spiritual discipline. She filed a criminal complaint in 2015 against former Chinese dictator Jiang Zemin for launching the persecution of Falun Gong. The police eventually arrested Ms. Jiang after receiving a tip that she went door-to-door to distribute Falun Gong informational materials. They ordered her to pay 20,000 yuan in exchange for her release, which she refused to comply.
A woman in Shandong province was sentenced to 4.5 years and fined in January because she practices Falun Gong. Ms. Tian Shanyan, a senior engineer, filed an appeal with the local intermediate court after her arrest in July. Her arrest came about after she spoke to a delivery driver about Falun Gong, who later called the police and reported on her. Ms. Tian was put in a detention center and issued a formal arrest warrant. This is not the first time she has been detained. After the start of the persecution, the police harassed her at her home and her workplace, forcing her to turn in her Falun Gong books. In 2014, a security guard reported Ms. Tian for talking to people about Falun Gong. She was taken to the police station and later released. The police officers found her employer to pay her fines and threatened to send her to a re-education camp.
4 months after Ms. Zhou Haiyan completed an 8-year prison term for her faith in Falun Gong, the Dalian City resident was arrested again in February. Staffers of a residential committee and police officers raided Ms. Zhou's home and took both her and her husband, who does not practice Falun Gong, to the police station. While her husband was released later that day, Ms. Zhou has been detained since. Since the start of the persecution, Ms. Zhou has been arrested at least 5 other times. She was detained in brainwashing centers 3 times, incarcerated in forced labor camps twice, and sentenced to 8 years in prison in 2007. She was arrested again in 2017 and sentenced to another 8 years. In addition to Ms. Zhou, her loved ones were also targeted for their faith. Her younger sister was fired from her job, and her father was severely beaten for talking to people about Falun Gong. Due to the ongoing harassment, he passed away in 2012.
Ms. Sun Xuha and her husband, Mr. Xu, were well-known wedding hosts in Jilin Province. But after the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, ordered the persecution of Falun Gong, the couple's business fell apart, and they were repeatedly arrested and detained. Ms. Sun was arrested multiple times and spent a year in a forced labor camp and 2 years in prison. Mr. Xu was given 3 years of forced labor. He was constantly tortured for not renouncing Falun Gong. Because Mr. Xu once shouted, "Falun Dafa is good," the guards shocked him with over 10 electric batons for more than 40 minutes. They then restrained him in a metal chair and deprived him of sleep for over a month. While serving time in prison, Ms. Sun was subjected to intensive brainwashing and forced to renounce Falun Gong against her will. When she was released, she was in a delirious state. Upon returning home, Ms. Sun struggled to recover, and she passed away in early March.
Bill to protect Falun Gong and victims of forced organ harvesting introduced in the U.S. Senate. Republican Senator Ted Cruz and Democrat Senator Jeff Merkley introduced the Falun Gong and Victims of Forced Organ Harvesting Protection Act on March 11th. The bipartisan bill aims to curb and sanction perpetrators of the crime of forced organ harvesting in China. The proposed bill enables the imposition of sanctions on individuals responsible for forced organ harvesting from living victims. The bill defines forced organ harvesting as the removal of one or more organs from an individual by means of coercion, abduction, deception, fraud, or abuse of power or a position of vulnerability. It directs the U.S. Secretary of State to provide Congress with a report on China's organ harvesting policies and transplantation system, and the president to provide a list of foreign individuals deemed complicit in the act. The bill requires the U.S. government to block all property transactions of foreign individuals who knowingly engaged in or facilitated forced organ harvesting and make them ineligible for visas. Violating the sanctions could result in a minimum civil fine of $250,000 or a maximum criminal fine of $1 million and 20 years of imprisonment. Senator Ted Cruz said in a statement, "The Chinese Communist Party operates a brutal state-sponsored organ harvesting industry that targets people for their faith. The CCP has in particular targeted Falun Gong practitioners, committing assaults on religious liberty and fundamental human rights." He continued, "The United States should hold accountable those who have committed these atrocities. I'm grateful to Senator Merkley for joining me in introducing this critical bipartisan legislation and urge our colleagues to expeditiously advance it." Senator Merkley said in his statement, "We must stand up for the victims of these crimes, and our bipartisan effort holds the Chinese government accountable for its abuses." When answering a reporter's question, Senator Merkley said that in China, political dissidents often become victims of forced organ harvesting. According to him, the victims usually are made up of Falun Gong practitioners or members of persecuted ethnic minorities such as the Uyghurs. He explained that the bill aims to raise awareness of the atrocity and establishes corresponding sanctions. He said that anyone identified as having ties to such practices will face visa and economic sanctions. Senator Merkley added, "This sends a clear message to the CCP that this practice is absolutely unacceptable. I hope President Trump will raise this issue when he meets with Xi Jinping and make it a condition that in dealing with issues such as U.S.-China trade relations, both sides should take action to stop this practice." Senator Cruz proposed the Falun Gong Protection Act in the U.S. Senate in March of last year, but it failed to garner sufficient support in the Senate to pass. That bill was successfully passed by the U.S. House of Representatives in May of 2025.
Falun Dafa practitioners enthusiastically welcomed at St. Patrick's Day celebrations in the U.S. St. Patrick's Day is a traditional Irish holiday that is celebrated each year on March 17th, to honor Ireland's patron saint. Falun Dafa practitioners in California's San Francisco Bay Area participated in the 175th St. Patrick's Day Parade on March 14th. The practitioners group included the Tian Guo Marching Band and a Falun Dafa exercise demonstration team. Spectators on both sides of the parade route applauded as they marched past. As they passed the viewing platform, the host introduced the band and Falun Dafa practitioners and announced that the band has participated in the parade every year since 2007. He mentioned that the costumes were custom made with the Chinese character for music prominently displayed on the front, and that they were similar to the uniforms worn by warriors during China's Tang Dynasty. The host also introduced the Falun Dafa exercise team. Parade attendees heaped praise on the Tian Guo Marching Band's performance. People echoed that Falun Dafa's values are much needed in life today. In upstate New York, Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the 40th St. Patrick's Day Parade in Goshen, the capital city of Orange County, on March 15th. Organizations from Goshen and the city of Middletown took part in the parade to celebrate the annual Irish tradition. The practitioners' procession included a banner team, celestial maidens, exercise demonstration team, and large drum team. The practitioner in charge of communicating with the parade coordinator said, "The organizer has invited us to participate every year. The first year we participated, we were given the Best Team Award. This year, the parade organizers extended an invitation several months in advance." A member of the local Rotary Club named Doris Obremski mentioned that she read about the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Dafa in a newspaper. She said, "Every time I see a Shenyang advertisement on TV, I remind my husband that they are being persecuted, especially since Shenyang brings happiness to people and is a peaceful performance. They don't hurt anyone, but they are persecuted." Ms. Obremski added, "I am happy to see Falun Dafa in the parade." In Detroit, Michigan, the St. Patrick's Parade also took place on March 15th. The event is one of the city's largest annual celebrations. Now in its 68th year, the parade attracts thousands of spectators. Falun Dafa practitioners from Windsor, Canada, joined with those in Michigan to participate in the parade. Their flag section was especially eye-catching and included the image of the Falun symbol as well as informative messages in both English and Chinese. Many spectators waved and took photos. The parade MC told spectators that practitioners in the Detroit area have regularly held free workshops for years, and many people have benefited from practicing Falun Dafa. Some spectators said practitioners were amazing, while others commented that Falun Dafa's guiding principles can bring peace to the world. A woman who read the banner with the message, "Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance," said, "This is a good message." The man next to her said, "Indeed, this is powerful."
Shenyun continues world tour undaunted by transnational interference. The 8 touring companies of New York-based Shenyun continued their world tour during the second week of March with performances in Australia, Canada, France, Germany, Spain, and the United States. Packed houses and sold-out performances attest to the tremendous popularity of the performing arts company. In Germany, 4 sold-out performances in the city of Mülheim attracted theatergoers from surrounding countries that included the Netherlands, Belgium, France, and Poland. Prior to Shenyun's performances in Valencia, Spain, the Chinese embassy sent letters to Valencian officials and the theater, pressuring them to cancel the performances, which had been sold out. The embassy urged city officials not to attend. Unfazed by threats, government officials did attend, with many doing so as part of a group. Singer, composer, and TV hostess Minerva Boyes Owen saw Shenyun in Miami, Florida on March 14th. She shared, "It was impressive, every detail. It sounded like it was recorded because it was so perfect. Business director Raymond King, his wife, and their daughter praised the performance they saw in Midland, Texas on March 11th. Mr. King spoke of its spiritual significance and deemed it very important. He said he found the dance depicting the persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners particularly moving. Dreja Vujovic, owner of a modeling agency and former model, saw Shen Yun in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada on March 12th. She said, "I could feel the presence of the divine in almost all of the elements of all the programs. I've never seen such a deeply touching performance." Artist Nicole Shaw saw Shen Yun in Hamilton on March 12th also. She said, "A lot of it, so much of it, is like magic. I'm going to remember this. You should come. You'll love it and probably come again and again. It's just beautiful. It fills your soul." Irish-American musician and composer John Kelly and his wife, Spanish soprano Meta Itoz, saw Shen Yun in Logrono, Spain on March 14th. Mr. Kelly is a core member of the internationally acclaimed group The Kelly Family, which has recorded more than 25 albums. Miss Itoz, who comes from a Spanish musical family, is a soprano singer, producer, composer, and classical guitarist who also plays harp and piano. The couple will celebrate their 20th anniversary this year with a special concert tour. Mr. Kelly said, "The performance is very exciting. It awakens things that we carry inside us. It's about something higher than ourselves, which I would call a divine force." Miss Itoz said she felt a similar resonance while watching the performance. "It's that celestial feeling they project," she said. For the two professional musicians, Shen Yun's live orchestra was one of the highlights of the performance. Mr. Kelly said, "Having a live orchestra and everything performed live is amazing. You can't put a price on it." His wife also commended Shen Yun's bel canto soloist. Beyond the artistic excellence, the performance's spiritual themes left a deep impression on the couple. Mr. Kelly said, "I think the message is that we come from a place where everything is more in harmony and in light. We live in a place where many things have been distorted and that purity has been lost, but I believe that change is possible. I think we all have within us the possibility to bring about change and to purify this world. In the end, everything begins with oneself." Tradition often has the image of being something from the past, he continued, but in reality, it is not from the past. It carries purity and identity. It doesn't matter whether it was 2,000 years ago or today, it never goes out of style. It is eternal. Both artists expressed admiration for Shen Yun's artistic director, who was praised for being both very talented and brave. Mr. Kelly said, "To accomplish this in a world where obstacles come from all sides must have been very difficult." Miss Ito said encouragingly, "What he is doing is wonderful. Please keep going."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.